You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
The word is OWASP, Identification and Authentication Failures. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, identification for recognizing a legitimate user, authentication for validating that the legitimate user has permission to access the resource, and failures for lack of success. Definition: any factual confirmation of a user's identity or authentication in session management. Example sentence: most identification and authentication failures occur due to the continued use of passwords as the sole identity factor. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultant company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock. OWASP ranked identification and authentication failures as number 7 on their 2021 Top 10 list. Hackers attempt to leverage these failures with techniques like credential stuffing and brute force attacks by taking advantage of poor password recovery processes, the storage of unencrypted passwords, the lack of two-factor authentication systems, and reusing session IDs or incorrectly using them after a successful login. To counter these attacks, developers' best practices include installing a multi-factor authentication system, not shipping default admin credentials, checking for weak passwords, and logging failed access attempts. Nerd reference. In Season 1, Episode 1 of the best hacker TV show ever, Mr. Robot, Elliot, played by Rami Malek, uses a social engineering and brute force password attack to take advantage of Bank of eSecurity's identification and authentication failures.
Hey, this is Sam from Bank of eSecurity Fraud Department. Unfortunately, I have to inform you that your account's been compromised.
What? What happened?
First, before I can answer any questions, I need to verify some information. Are you still at 306 Hawthorne Avenue?
Yes, apartment 2C.
Great. And your security question, favorite baseball team?
Yankees. I don't remember this being a security
question. And lastly, your pet's name?
Flipper. Who am I speaking to? Can I get your name and number?
With those details plus a dictionary brute force attack, it'll take my program maybe 2 minutes to crack his password.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.